Hi, I'm Marquin Mullen. I was born and raised here in eastern Oklahoma. I met and married Christy, my high school sweetheart here. We run a plumbing business here, and I'm a Republican candidate for U.S. Representative here. Representative is a title I take very seriously. A lot of people call them congressmen. I don't want to be a man of the Congress. I'm asking to go to Washington to represent the values and priorities of my fellow Oklahomans. And right now, after nearly 4 years of broken promises and failed policies, their top priority is jobs. So is mine. After I graduated high school, my dad came to me and said, if you want to take over the family plumbing business, it's yours. If not, I'm shutting it down. I was 20 years old and my dad was having some major health problems back then and wasn't able to run the plumbing business. The people he trusted had ran the company into the ground. The company was carrying more than $500,000 of debt and $250,000 of it was immediate past due. We had just 6 employees at the time. It took 3.5 years, but the company got out of debt. We now employ more than 100 people and have more than 80 trucks on the road, making it Oklahoma's largest plumbing service company. I'm proud of what we've accomplished, especially when I think about how hard it was back then when we started. Many of the people I've met on this campaign trail has the same hesitations about the challenges our country is facing. They ask me, have we gone too far off track? Do we really think the country can be turned around? My answer, hands down, is yes. We can turn this economy around if we let small business people like me get to work. I know right where I'd start. Right now, I spend more than 40 cents of every dollar the company takes in to comply with regulations. Yes, more than 40 cents. When I first started using that figure, people would say, wait, you're talking about taxes too, right? Nope. This is just what we spend to comply with regulations. You don't have to take my word for it. The Small Business Administration recently revealed that federal government regulations is costing small businesses $1.7 trillion per year. And this is before most Obamacare even takes effect. All told, the Obama administration has 4,000 regulations in the pipeline. With all that red tape, is it any wonder jobs are overseas and so many job seekers have stopped looking for work? If we're serious about keeping jobs here and bringing jobs home, we need to stop burdening small businesses with excessive and unnecessary regulations. We need to get government out of our way. Mitt Romney gets it. He's supporting small businesses as a key part of his jobs plan. And the Republican majority in the House has passed several bipartisan common sense proposals to address excessive regulation that imposes unnecessarily costs and hurts jobs. One bill gives the American people a say through their elected representatives before the government can implement any major regulations. Unfortunately, these job bills have died in the Democrat-led Senate. Democrat leaders won't act, and President Obama hasn't pressed them to do so. Because they support piling on regulations that make it harder to hire, harder to work, and harder to do business in the U.S. They aren't representing us. They're representing government. Even as we speak, they are pushing us towards a fiscal cliff, tax hikes on small businesses so they can get more money to spend on more government. Never mind the fact this tax hike would destroy more than 700,000 jobs. This is what I had to say about that. Enough, Mr. President. Our economy doesn't need more regulation. It needs more certainty. We don't need more regulators. We need more representatives who understand what it takes to create jobs and who will inspire us to overcome doubt and commit ourselves to the future and growth of prosperity. Thank you for listening.